Welcome to the No Business Like Mo Business podcast. I'm Derek from the YouTube channel No Business Like Mo Business and also the YouTube channel Country Crafts. All right, today I'm going to talk about a job bid that I did back in May. A manufacturing company came to me and asked me to give them a quote, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that gave them a quote. I know at first I was. I don't know about after I talked to them or not. I will say that I never got the job from them, and I know that nobody else got the job because I went by there not too long ago and it hasn't been done yet. It was an incredibly big job. I want to say the acreage is about, it's got to be at least 9 acres. It's just ridiculous. I know in my notes here I got for the fence, this might be to go on both sides of the fence, the trim, but it's over 5,000 feet to use on the weed whacker. So it's just, this is the biggest quote I ever gave, the biggest property that I ever had to mess with. And I'm kind of sad that I didn't get it. I'm kind of not sad because it would have been overwhelming because it would have been just me. Probably just doing it, you know. But at first I thought they were going to have me do like some mowing and trimming, and that's it, just keep it going. But it's never been cut once this year. They just stopped caring about it, and then the owner found out that they weren't doing anything with it, and evidently he got pretty hot, and so the manager of the property came and talked to me. And we did a walk around, and he told me what all he wanted done. It was like more things than I was expecting to have to do, which was it took me way off guard. And he told me I could come back there and show my wife and whatnot because, you know, she might help me. So I ended up taking a video camera. Me and my dad went there, then me and my wife went there, just did a couple walk arounds, and I might throw that up on the YouTube channel, so if you guys want to see what I'm talking about, you'll be able to get that shot. There's a total of 2 big buildings on the property. Man, I want to say that the first cut, the length is above your knees. You know, even if you're short, even if you're tall, it's above your knees. I'm 6 foot tall, and it's above my knees. It's just, it's ridiculous. And this was back in May. I don't know if there's like a length where grass stops growing, but I'm sure it's there by now. My dad has a Bobcat tool cat, one of them heavy duty machines that's got an enclosed cab and whatnot. He's got a 90 inch deck on there, and for a majority of the property for the first cut, I was planning on using this, and I was going to pay my dad a tremendous amount per hour just to do this, because it's, you know, we're using his expensive equipment, we're putting wear and tear on it, and we're taking his time. And then I was going to do a second cut with my zero turn, but this is back when I didn't have a recycling kit on it, so, you know, this mulching kit would be pretty rough to go through this crap now. So if they wait till the last minute and just want me to take care at the end of the season, I might be really in for it, but I'm really doubting it now. I will say this, I know the one building was having some roofing issues. There's pieces scattered out throughout the property, and also he mentioned something about it leaking. Obviously it's going to leak, and he said that they didn't know if they was going to get that taken care of, or they was in kind of playing around with the idea of just tearing the building down. Well, I went by, you know, not too long ago, and it was still standing, so I don't really know what they got planned for this place. Let's see here. Oh, and then the parking lot. Man, I want to say the parking lot itself in the front of the building was at least 1/2 acre, you know, old blacktop, and it was just not taken care of for years, and cracks all over the place in the blacktop, and there's just weeds and all kinds of plants just growing through. So I'd have to take a weed whacker and go through all that and trim that crap out, which is weird. But Let's see here. There's a bunch of wild trees growing around the building, along the sides of the building, so I'd have to cut those down. They were small, but a lot of them were growing really tall. They even had some a big stack of pallets in the back. Man, I want to say there's a few hundred pallets. He wanted all of those gone, and I don't know how many trips that would have took me with my truck and trailer. I want to say at least 5 to 8 trips, because it was nuts. And then I'd have to, you know, I would dump them off of my property and burn them. That's what would happen. I live out in the country, so that's what I do with a lot of the junk that I get from people's houses, like leaves and bagging grass. I don't know if there's an I-beam or what, but I got removed steel pipe. Okay, steel pipe. Laying on the ground alongside the building. So that must have been big. I did save my butt, though. I said to remove everything, like weeds and trees and whatnot, growing alongside the building, except for in the high-voltage area. There was a fenced-in high-voltage area. I mean, you could just touch it if you was with inside that fence, no problem. It just, I don't know, it creeps me out. And I know the electric's still on. You can just hear the noise right there, so... You know, if that baby's buzzing, you don't want to touch it. I talk about bagging grass in the front, which would be... I would probably have to rent something. Oh, and then they have these little bins that they'd have, like, parts in or whatever. These are, like, plastic bins that were probably about, man, I want to say 30 inches by 30 inches, like a perfect square, and then they're probably about... a foot tall, and they just perfectly stack on top of each other. Well, the wind over the years have scattered them throughout the property, and they wanted them all stacked up nice and neat in the corner of the backyard. And there's hundreds of them. I don't know how many are scattered throughout the yard because the grass is so tall. It's just ridiculous. They wanted me to pick up debris from the roof that was scattered all throughout the property. Yeah, so there's a lot of wacky stuff going on in this property. I don't know how long it would have taken to cut this grass, but even with my dad's toolkit, I'm sure it would have taken a long time. You got to go slow with this crap. And then it's been raining off and on here, so that grass is going to stay a little bit, you know, it's going to stay wetter now. If we would have gotten this job when it was a drought, that'd been really ideal for all this stuff. Wouldn't stick to the deck as much. I got here an estimated 119 man hours and disposal of the items. And I know I'm not, I didn't say all the jobs that need to get done, but I did give them. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I don't care. $6,700. That's the biggest quote I ever given in my life. I personally do not think that they're going to go after it. I don't know if anybody's really inquired about this building. I know if they cleaned it up that it looked more presentable. I remember looking at the building itself, and there was cracks in the outside walls. It was like, what do you call that? Cement blocks, cinder blocks, whatever. Well, between them, you could see these cracks going throughout the walls. And if they would paint it white, you know, that might take away the vision of seeing that, which is, you know, that's kind of a little dishonest by trying to hide it. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can actually go back there and fill that crap up with concrete. I don't know how that works. And then they had the roof issue. So, and those things alone, you're probably talking thousands a lot. I don't know how much, if it'd be like, you know, the teens to more, or the upward scale of 30,000. I don't know how much that would cost. It's just, I really don't know too much about that place. I do know where the docks were. It wasn't draining good. Where the semi-trucks back in the semi-truck trailers, you know, there's like a dip down. There's like water in there, and then there's plants growing up through that. There was pumps, but I don't know. they have it set up to where it has to get so high, so it gets filled up with water, which is kind of ridiculous if you ask me. They need to readjust that, so they can keep that in check. But yeah, my biggest concern was, you know, finding snakes in there, and then getting poison ivy or something crazy like that. That was my biggest concerns, and I did quote them really high because I really felt like it was going to be more work than I could see. And I kind of didn't want the job because I was afraid that, you know, at this point in time, I was actually picking up business. And I was really scared that I was not going to be able to get regular clients because my main concern is getting clients that will come back to me week after week, month after month, season after season. That's my main goal. And this was in my eyes, it was just going to be like a one-time deal. So that was a fear of mine. And I didn't see the drought. I heard that there's chances of it, but I didn't think it would happen. I was hoping it wouldn't happen anyways. And it did. But it's not like I said no to these guys, so it's not really something I'm regretting. But I know there's going to be tons and tons of crap to do here. I could just imagine. And then since it's a big company, I'm sure they would have came back with their own contract for, because with this quote, I was going to have them print and sign their name that they wanted me to do this, and I'm sure they would have had their own stuff for me to sign and all that. My biggest fear was what was going to be in their contract. Were they going to come back on me for anything? Because I got, you know, cutting little trees alongside building. Well, they got big trees alongside the building, and I'm not a company that takes care of big trees, and I did not want to. I asked him if he was wanting those trees to be gone, and he said not at this moment. And in my mind, I was thinking, you know, if I get this job and then later on they want me to tackle those trees, I'll have money to invest or to rent equipment to take down those trees, and it would be a good learning experience. Some of them were far away from the building enough to where I felt confident to where if I did it myself as an amateur, I wouldn't damage the building. I didn't really look around for power lines and all that, so I can't really say if those would be an issue or not, which makes me wonder now, because it's on the edge of this town. It's a small town, so there's a good chance that there's probably power lines nearby, and that if that's the case, then that's probably something I wouldn't definitely not want to tackle, because, you know, I have no experience doing this, and that's not a first time tree that I would want to tackle if it's within range of a power line or something ridiculous like that. But yeah, that was one of my biggest fears, was they would come back on me, sue me for something, and basically this job would be for free and all that for nothing, and I potentially lose customers. But obviously none of that happened because I didn't get the job. The last I seen, the building is still for sale. I can't imagine they would tear this place down, because I feel like that would cost so much money just to do that. And then I just feel like if they would, even if they threw in $100,000 to sell this place for $400,000, because that's what he told me they were looking to sell it for, was $400,000, the property and the buildings, everything. $400,000, I couldn't imagine them, you know, tearing it down. So, I mean, if they would throw $100,000 in it, you know, just to get something back, I believe they would do that. At least that's in my mind. But this is a small town. I think there's train tracks right beside the place. It doesn't go through the property, but it is right beside the property. So you'd think that might be of interest. They got loading docks for semi-trucks. So, yeah, I'm almost wondering, are they going to get a hold of me at the last minute at the end of the season and have me take care of the lawn? Because they also wanted me to give them quotes for mowing after this job. You know, how much would I want? They wanted several quotes basically for they called it a main half of the lot and the other half. I separated them by A and B. Lot A had the main building, that where potential buyers would come and see. You know, that was the main area. So they wanted that one, the grass, to be cut more. So I gave them prices for each lot, 1 week, every other week, every 3 weeks, how much that would be. And then I did that also for the back lot, and I made the back lot more expensive because they wouldn't want it done as much as the lot A. And I was talking to my dad, and I was like, you're going to have to hit this with your Bobcat. Would you be willing to do that if they only wanted it done, you know, once every 4 weeks? And he told me yes. And so I quoted it really high because I figured the amount of time it might take him to do it. And I think I was going to be giving him about $100 per hour just to do that. And he'd also have to drive that Bobcat there because he does not have a trailer strong enough to carry that kind of weight. I don't know how much that Bobcat weighs, but it probably, man, I want to say it weighs more than my pickup truck. I don't know, but... And I think that thing only goes like 18 miles an hour. 18, yeah, miles an hour. So it would take them forever just to get there. Yeah, that would be ridiculous. But, you know, if I would give him $100 per hour, I think that would make it worth it for him. It's not something he really wanted to do, but I think he is willing to do it because it potential work for me. You know, I wouldn't, when he mowed, I wouldn't make anything in the back, but... man, I can't really think. So yeah, that was, let's see here, May the 16th when I gave this quote out. So that's been a little over 3 months now. Yeah. I will definitely try to get a video up so you guys can kind of see what I'm talking about. You can see the property and look it over yourself, and you can, if you feel like you can give me a comments in the section below the video, and you can say, yeah, I would have done it for this price, or yeah, I think he was way off, idiot. You know, just tell me, you know, what you think, or you think I was right on, or tell me you wouldn't touch it at all, or you'd be so game for this place. To me, I am a very small company. I'm not set up to tackle big things like this. I wouldn't mind trying, you know. I think it'd be really interesting and a good learning experience, even just to deal with corporations. You know, I never, you know, I had to do 1099s, but I never had to do contracts with companies. I worked with banks, grooming place, and another company that buys land and basically places houses on there, and I mow it until they place houses on there. So that's. All I've dealt with is just 1099s from other companies, no contracts. You know, leave me a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. Leave me a comment below and let me know if you ever dealt with contracts, if you hate them or if you like them, or if companies have screwed you over and how. There's a local company around me that I've heard that, like a franchise restaurant, you know, screwed them over. I want to say around $15,000, which it sounds ridiculous. I don't know what all was involved with that, but yeah, I guess they owed him that much money. I don't know how, but that's just sounds ridiculous, and it sounds kind of weird that a big company like that wouldn't even pay. So I don't know how much truth is to that, but yeah, leave a comment below and let me know if you run into anything like that, if you're watching this on YouTube. Or if you're just listening to the podcast and you want to chime in, the email account is nobusiness@gmail.com. But if it's not, you can go to www.nobusinesslikemobusiness.com. And there's a section at the top where there's some tabs and you can find a place to contact me. You can leave something below there. Also, I wanted to give you guys a heads up. This podcast does cost me money. We've purchased some mic equipment here. So that way the sound quality is good for you, because if you're just listening to it and it sounds like crap, nobody's going to want to listen to it. You know what I mean? If it sounds like somebody's talking on the phone, it's going to be hard to listen to. It's going to sound like crap. You know, so I don't have a lot of money. I did put my money into this. Me and my wife did. She was nice enough to let me do this. And it's easier for her to see that it's needed because now she has a podcast, so it's not as bad, you know. But before, you know, I'm not making any money, and she sees the money we're putting into it, nothing's coming out of it. She wasn't real happy with me, but now she's not saying anything. But the website's costing something, you know, the equipment's costing something. I would like to venture to get a co-host sometime, and if I do, I probably would buy them equipment. I don't know. It just depends how this thing's going. Back when Top Notch was doing it with me, I did offer to buy him a microphone and headphones and some foam to put on the wall, but he didn't want to do that because I think he was just wanting to see how things went, you know, just wanted to test the waters, didn't want to throw money into it. And it might have also been that it wasn't really his thing, that he was more into the YouTube, and maybe he didn't want to clutter up his desk or put crap on his walls, you know what I mean? This is my baby, my dream, you know, and I can't really push it on him or anything like that. But if somebody would come in with me, you know, if I need to invest more, you know, I would, just because I want the sound quality to be great. I want it to sound flawless, you know. If you would check out my wife's podcast, it's www.jillsofalltrades.com. If you just check out one of their recent podcasts, you would see what I'm talking about. Compared to my previous episodes when I'd have guests on, you can tell that they're not using equipment, whatnot. And sometimes the sound of their voice goes in and out. And so when you have like a regular co-host and you got the right equipment, the podcast really hits on all cylinders. And so that's something I'm considering for the future, just so the podcast is easy to listen to. And you're not just listening to me blab for a long amount of time, because that would get old. I can't even stand my own voice, to be honest. You might notice when I have guests on here or something else, I like to listen. You know, I like to not do all the talking. I like to let the guests do that. And that might be part of the reason. I don't know. Maybe I think I'm less interesting. I already know my own story. I don't want to hear it again on the podcast, I guess. So, to help support... Yeah, I go through all that just to tell you this. To help support the podcast, I have t-shirts available. I will have a link on the website, nobusinesslikemobusiness.com. The t-shirts, it's a black shirt. I think you can choose your colors. I don't know. Basically, it's going to have the nobusinesslikemobusiness.com logo on the front. I am working with another company to do this. And currently, they got a deal going on that's 15% off the t-shirts until August 30th. So, if you want that deal, you have to check it out soon. If not, I know in September they got some deals coming up. It might be free shipping. I'm not sure. I think the shipping alone is $4.99. So, I don't know if that'd be a better deal than what they got going on now. So, you maybe want to wait. So, yeah, I will have a link for that. And I do... The reason why I'm working with them on this, I'm not going to make as much money. If I had to make these myself, and I could make them myself, I would make more money per shirt. I might only make like a dollar or two per shirt now, going through these guys, but they will get it to you in a timely fashion, and it will be a better quality than what I could do. So that's the main reason why I'm doing that. And things are pretty hectic here. I haven't been posting any videos on any of the channels I'm working with. I'm kind of taking care of a few. I have this channel, and I slowed up on that. And then I got my Country Crafts channel where I do woodworking and all kinds of jazz. I slowed up on that. And then some other fun stuff. But I have a project going on with the Country Crafts one where I'm in a contest. So I'm trying to finish that by the 31st, and if I do, I will post that. Well, I'll probably post a video no matter what, and you might see the sign in the background instead of those signs. It's going to be different from anything I've done so far. It's been a learning experience. It's been frustrating. It'll be different, but oh well. So I'm just trying to get work. That's the main thing it's coming down to. But yeah, if you want to support the podcast, check out them t-shirts. If you want one, you know, go for it. The lower I make, the lower the cost of the shirt will be for you. So that's why it's only going to be like me making $1 to $2. So that way it lowers the cost for you. I want the shirts to actually sell. I know if I try to make money on these shirts, then they won't sell. So if you want to support me, that's awesome. And if you say, Derek, the shirts are too much, but I still want to support you, I do have a, what's it called? A Patreon account that I think I have linked on the website. If not, I will put it there. It'll probably go to Country Crafts. That Country Crafts is still me. You know what I mean? It's maybe I'll make a separate one for this podcast so I can separate the two. So that way I know I'm getting money for this podcast, and then I can put it back into the podcast. Yeah, that's, I think that's what I'll do. Let's see what else we got going on here. Decals. I'll probably make decals so you guys can have them for your trucks or whatever if you want. Throw it up on a mirror or window or whatever. So that'd be another way you can support the podcast. If you have any other ideas or requests, let me know. Any videos you want me to make, let me know. Email me or whatever, or leave a comment on this YouTube channel. I really do appreciate everybody checking this podcast out. Remember, if you like the podcast, share with a friend. If you hate the podcast, share it with somebody you hate. And always give 100% unless you're donating blood. God bless you guys.